This study has found a group of chemicals that block the male hormone testosterone is getting into rivers. Charles Tyler is the lead author of the paper in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives. He says they don't know exactly where these chemicals are coming from, but some medicines and pesticides can block testosterone. So add that to the estrogen.
And so it's very light. They're going to have interactive and additive effects, if you like, to induce a double whammy on the poor fish.
Tyler says they don't know if what's happening in fish is also happening in people. Human male fertility has been declining, but there might be other chemicals contributing to the problem. And besides, there's a difference. Fish can't get away from these testosterone-blocking chemicals or the estrogen in the water. They live and swim in them. So Tyler says they're getting a much higher dose. For the Environment Report, I'm Rebecca Williams.